Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Baylor Moore. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth, the DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to second. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Dade. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive towards first. Thornton catches it and steps on first to double up Velez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Alexander moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. Cerrone moves to second. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Upshaw. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Velez reaches second base with a double. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to third. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone takes first base on ball four. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. Ault takes first base on ball four. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second, with Gomez covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Cerrone moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Upshaw moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to third. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Victor Cruz now pitching. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kuiper scores. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing right field. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. John Mayberry pinch hits for Otto Velez. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing right field. John Mayberry now playing first base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.